Welcome to Your Career Podcast, the podcast that helps to ensure your career success. To start getting on track with your career, download my free career goals calendar from thecareersacademy.online. My goals calendar includes a SMART goals template and a weekly tasks sheet that will ensure step by step you get closer to reaching your career goals. So download my goals calendar today at thecareersacademy.online. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Jane Jackson Careers, a podcast that takes your career to the next level. Here's your host, Jane Jackson, author of Amazon Careers bestseller, Navigating Career Crossroads.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode 10 of my careers podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about what it's like for mature age workers. And this podcast is entitled Over 50. How to Win the Battle of the Job Hunt. Now, if you need comprehensive careers advice, you can get my book, Navigating Career Crossroads. And you can get it as an ebook or as a paperback book from my website, navigatingcareercrossroads.com, or you can find it on amazon.com. Just have a look out for Navigating Career Crossroads. Okay, so on to our main topic. We're over 50 and the job market is really tough these days. And we may feel that there's little we can do about it and it's a battle that we just can't win. However, you know what? Whatever we believe becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you've ever given yourself any of that negative self-talk, we've got to talk you out of it. Because there are people over 50 landing good jobs. What is their magic formula for success? Well, what I believe is that they don't accept the fear-based myths as the one and only truth on which to live by. These people who are securing the roles, they believe and maintain an open and curious attitude to their job search. And I hope that this podcast will ease you into a positive mindset so that you can take control of the process. To be really honest, it's tough not only for the over 50s in the job hunt, but for all job seekers. You know, I'm a career management coach and I work with predominantly senior executives who've experienced redundancy, and they can be in their 30s, in their 40s, 50s and 60s. In fact, one of my clients was in his 70s and he has not retired. He loved working so much, he carried on. So there is hope. It's all a matter of attitude and determination and never giving up. In fact, one of my clients who was in his early 40s recently experienced great challenges securing a new role because of his seniority and also because of the limited opportunities in Sydney at that point in time. This was last year. He kept getting pipped at the post for, you know, every role that he was interviewed for, even though he had a great resume, fantastic LinkedIn profile. We'd worked on both together. We'd gone through his marketing strategies, networking, interview techniques, etc. And he was securing interviews and he was getting to the second and third interviews. But each time he was pipped at the post because either the job spec had changed or the role had been withdrawn or suddenly an internal candidate had put their name, had their hand up for the role. And it was almost circumstance. It wasn't him, but he did ask me if I thought there was something wrong with him. He started to doubt himself. And so my job was to make sure that he kept working at it and he kept up his self-confidence and developed great resilience. We had to explore all different options, and in order to uncover more opportunities, he had to open up his search to other cities. It was tough in Sydney at the time, and also not just other cities in Australia, but also overseas, and he became open to the idea of relocating. He prepped his family as well, his wife and the children, like perhaps we might be moving country, and they were quite open to that idea as well. And what he also found was that the executive search firm consultants were of the opinion that it was also a tough market out there, as they too were struggling to find suitable jobs for him. So what he did was he took matters into his own hands, and rather than using all the common job search methods, he really expanded his network and leveraged it like crazy. And he's now moved to Singapore, having secured a role at the level he was seeking in the industry of his choice, which is fantastic. So the motto here is to keep going and never give up. Now, typical job search methods that most people use are to register with recruiters and to send out dozens upon dozens of resumes to get a job. Now, that used to work when it was an employee's market. And many of my clients have said to me, oh, it used to be so easy to get a job back in the day. However, things have changed. Even though it may be a challenging job market right now, companies are still hiring. They're just not hiring as freely as they seemed to years ago. There is, remember, a natural attrition rate within organizations, and those roles need to be filled, sometimes by internal candidates, sometimes by external candidates. So what you've got to do is to be the most effective external candidate. You want to be the chosen one. So how can you do that and become the chosen one? Let's consider what hiring managers need. Let's just put ourselves in the shoes of a hiring manager. His own job security may depend on his own people making him look good. So what he'll want to do is to find a new team member who will make a significant contribution and fit in. This makes that hiring process for him a very personal matter, and so therefore he might not want to leave it to the HR department to shortlist the few people that they believe would be dream candidates. Also, he might prefer not to outsource the process to a recruiter and incur a hefty recruitment cost. And also, doing the hard yards himself by placing the perfect job ad and screening online resumes is so time consuming, so he wouldn't want to do it himself. So what's the hiring manager to do? Unless it is against company policy, he turns to the people he already knows and trusts and asks them for recommendations. Just think about it yourself. How often have you turned to a friend or someone that you trust when you needed a recommendation for something, whether you're going to be, buying a car or buying a new phone or looking to purchase something or even looking for a dentist, a doctor or a hairdresser, you're going to ask for a recommendation. So unless it's against company policy, he turns to the people he already knows and trusts and asks for recommendations for someone who would fit the role that he's trying to fill. His network will very likely understand the type of person who's going to be a good fit. And the single most important thing to understand about job search is that people hire people they know and the people that they feel that they can trust. There's another option open to hiring managers as well, LinkedIn. LinkedIn has made it so easy for anyone to do a keyword search to find candidates that match their requirements. They can choose the functional capabilities required, the industry, the location, and even filter through current or past companies that people have worked for to find suitable candidates with the right experience. That LinkedIn search option in advanced search is really, really good. And I used to use it when I was recruiting as well, just to uncover people. Recruiters love to headhunt. So LinkedIn will create a list of candidates matching the required criteria, saving an awful lot of time. In fact, a recent JobVite survey, one in 2014, found that 93% of recruiters use LinkedIn to source for their candidates. So what does this tell you? To get a foot in the door, you need to get a recommendation, and you need to be easily found on LinkedIn, and that'll be your best bet in this current job market. Now, you also need to focus on meeting and getting to know decision makers as a job seeker. And the most productive activities for any of you who are looking for a job, whether you're a mature aged worker or younger, that will lead to success is to create relationships with potential hiring managers. You need to create relationships with people also who know the decision makers and whom the decision makers trust. So you've got to think about their sphere of influence as well. So you can have some fun with it and become a job search detective. Research the companies where you like to work, identify those decision makers, and figure out what are the best ways for you to meet them. If you've got a connection who can introduce you, that's great. But if you don't, then what are you going to do? You've got to get your face in front of them somehow. So think about the events where those decision makers might be. Attend conferences and worthwhile networking events. Turn up to those events and create your own serendipity. I honestly believe that networking is a matter of serendipity, and serendipity can be manipulated if you're just there. If you're not there, nothing's going to happen, is it? What happened was one of my clients that I was working with, I encouraged him to attend some events because he was a long way south of Sydney, and the job opportunities down south weren't as great as actually in the Sydney area at that point in time. So I suggested, why not go along to the local Chamber of Commerce meetings, because you never know who you're going to meet. And usually there are heads of companies who attend those meetings as well, because he actually had quite a limited network, so he needed to go out and about. So he went slightly reluctantly, but he made a number of new connections at the first two meetings he attended. And with those two connections, he was introduced to some hiring managers who, by chance, were looking to expand their teams. As he'd crafted for himself a really good positioning statement or pitch, he was able to articulate with ease his relevant areas of expertise. This eventually led, would you believe, to two job offers. Those roles never made it onto the online job boards, and his networking efforts had uncovered what we call the hidden jobs. It's well worthwhile just to turn up and be there. Of course, it's a lot less confronting to stay in front of the computer and just click apply, 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 and send your resumes into cyberspace. However, if that's not yielding the desired results for you, do something different. Give yourself a chance for success by expanding your connections and developing those relationships. Allow people to find you with ease by creating a powerful LinkedIn profile featuring all of those relevant keywords that will help you to turn up in a relevant search. Develop resilience. Of course, you're going to expose yourself to rejection, perhaps many, many times before you land the job you want. And rejection's not nice, it's a bitter pill to swallow. However, if you don't open yourself up to rejection, you also don't open yourself up to success. So keep at it. Frequently, it's a case of no, 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 and then yes. And now, let's take a reality check. Are you qualified for what you want to do? Do you have the relevant experience? Do you understand the latest relevant technology and methodology? Do you present yourself as the most up-to-date and informed professional? Are you willing to learn? Are you actually open to new ideas? And are you adaptable during changing circumstances? And for the mature age workers, are you willing to learn from those younger than you? Are you able to handle it if your manager is younger than you? If you can answer yes to all of the above, then you're giving yourself the best possible chance for success. And you know what? Here's another option, just in case. Backup plan. Always a good thing to have a backup plan. So if, despite it all, you don't secure a new role as an employee, consider other options. Leverage your skills, knowledge, and resourcefulness by considering self-employment. There are several options to consider when it comes to self-employment. You can become a consultant. You can buy an existing business with existing systems. You can buy a franchise and leverage off their existing reputation too. Or you can set up your own business. Now, the entrepreneurial route is something that I'll discuss in a follow-up podcast, as there's so much to consider before launching in that direction, but it is an option. And in the meantime, I'd love to hear how you go with your job search efforts. Please hop onto LinkedIn, find my Navigating Career Crossroads forum, and ask to join. Just click on join and I'll have a look through, and then I'll accept you, and then you can start a discussion. You can ask me questions as well. I've got a whole lot of recruiters and other career professionals who are members of the Navigating Career Crossroads forum on LinkedIn. and HR managers too. And so when you start a discussion, you'll get noticed by them. They'll be able to provide advice and guidance as well as getting advice and guidance from me. And I've got quite a number of job seekers who are either current job seekers or used to be job seekers and now are within new companies who could also provide advice. It all comes around. What goes around comes around. So let's start a discussion. Now, remember, if you want comprehensive support when it comes to career transition, you can go to my website where I've got heaps of blog posts and more information as well. Of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Jane Jackson Careers, so that you get all of my latest updates as well. And if you want a copy of my book, Navigating Career Crossroads, you can go to navigatingcareercrossroads.com or you can hop onto Amazon and look for my book there. And so, thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to speaking with you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to Jane Jackson Careers. Sign up to receive regular career advice at janejacksoncoach.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Your Career Podcast, I invite you to check out my career success program at thecareersacademy.online. The Career Success Program is the original program that uniquely provides 24/7 on-demand career support and fortnightly live career coaching sessions to keep you on track to reach your career goals. It is the essential resource for anyone who wants to manage their career effectively, make a career change, and land the job they'll love. Whether you're in exploration mode or seeking a new career direction and need help to make it a reality, the Career Success Program is for you. Not only do you get access to my step-by-step roadmap to navigate your career crossroads, my extensive training library and exclusive members-only discounts and tools, you'll also become part of my supportive community of professionals who will help you with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All this and more makes the Career Success Program the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow their career. Check it out and join me at thecareersacademy.online.